USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Pentagon is announcing a new $820 million Ukraine aid package. It includes up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammo. Ukraine is also getting 4 counter-artillery radars. Since the president took office, he has given Ukraine nearly $7 billion in aid. The July 4th holiday weekend is off to a rocky start at the nation's airports. More than 3,700 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed so far Friday. The number of cancellations has surpassed 350 as airlines continue to struggle with staffing issues. At least 12% of flights on Delta and American Airlines have been delayed so far Friday. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A deadly police chase happens in southern Texas.
4 people were killed and 3 others are in critical condition after a driver suspected of human smuggling crashed into a truck, according to the Texas Department of Safety.
The suspect vehicle that was being pursued by Border Patrol exited the interstate at a high rate of speed, lost control, and crashed into a stationary vehicle.
The fatal crash is the second deadly human smuggling event this week in Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The trial of WNBA star Brittany Griner. The trial of WNBA basketball player Brittany Griner will resume next Thursday in Russia. That country's state news agency saying charges were announced against a member of the Phoenix Mercury by the prosecutor. Griner stands accused of having under a gram of marijuana oil in her luggage when she arrived in Russia back in February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice! Wow, and look at that price. Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
A new trial is set for 2 Michigan men. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A federal judge ordered 2 defendants charged in alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan kidnapping scheme, to face trial, setting a tentative start date for August 9th. Nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
The RV industry is revving up for a sales rebound despite record high gas prices. Brandon Honeyman, general manager of an RV dealer in Kentucky, says a lot of people are looking to upgrade or make changes right now.
Having a lot of first timers and things from the pandemic, what they're doing is they're upgrading or they're looking at other options for them and their family. And so I think that's one thing that's attributed to some stronger numbers as we still go into the summer here.
Winnebago is reporting historically strong sales compared to 2018 and 19. As inflation hits many industries hard right now, it's not the case for the RV business. Please remember, you can take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.